Welcome. This lesson is called DJ Rap Subsign Workflow, Resample and Arrange in Ableton Live 12 for Modern Punch and Vintage Soul. Over the next set of steps, you'll build a tuned subsign patch, perform dynamic variations using live stock devices, resample multiple takes, and arrange them with automation so your subs can switch between tight, modern punch and a warm, vintage soul character, all inside Ableton Live 12. Lesson overview first, a quick overview of what we're doing and why. The two psychoacoustic goals are perceived punch, that's harmonic energy and transient emphasis above the fundamental, and sub solidity, a clean, mono low end below roughly 120 Hz. Every choice in this lesson should serve one of those goals. We'll use device automation for section-wide moves, clip envelopes for per-hit nuance, resample to commit performances, and arrange the results to create contrast. What you will build by the end of this lesson, you'll have a tuned subsign patch made in Waveedable or Operator, tuned for drum and bass, several resampled audio takes with different processing and performed automation, a modern punch take, a vintage soul take, and a hybrid creative take, a 16-bar arrangement that alternates modern punch and vintage soul using arrangement and clip automation. Practical automation techniques, device parameter automation saturator, auto filter, compressor, clip envelopes, sample start, transpose, clip gain, and utility slash width, automation for mono compatibility. Step-by-step walkthrough. Prepare the session, start a new live set in Ableton Live 12. Set your tempo to a typical DNB pace. 174 BPM is a good example. Create a 16-bar arrangement loop for practice. Create a MIDI track and load Waveedable or Operator. Name the track Subsign Source. Initialize the synth. In Waveedable, set oscillator 1 to a sign. Drop the octave to -2 or -3 depending on your setup. Keep it mono with no unison. Shape the amp envelope with attack at 0, decay between 80 and 160 milliseconds, sustain near 0, and a short release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. That gives a rounded tail so the sub sits behind the kick. Keep filters minimal for now. We'll handle low mid shaping with EQ8 and downstream processing. Add stock devices in this order and leave some parameters ready to automate. EQ8. Tighten below about 30 Hz if needed and put a gentle cut between 250 and 600 Hz to avoid muddiness later. Saturator. Set drive to 0 for now. We'll automate drive during takes. Drum bus. Use subtle transient emphasis and a little distortion. Utility. Start with width at 0% so the sub is mono by default. Optional compressor for glue while testing. Designing the playable subsign, create a 4-bar MIDI clip with long sustained notes. Add several notes across octaves to audition how the sub relationships sit with your kick. In the clip's envelopes, use pitch transpose and clip gain to draw small pitch dips at the start of each note, about 10 to 20 cents over 30 to 60 milliseconds. This per clip micro pitch dip gives a classic subsign thump that's perfect for resampling. Set up resampling, create a new audio track called Resample SUB Take 1. Set audio from to resampling, monitor to inner arm the track, and get ready to record. Set your arrangement loop to the section you'll resample. 4 or 8 bars is a good unit. Solo the SUB sign track or mute everything else so you only capture what you want. Start recording a bar early and stop a bar after so tails are preserved. Record 3 different takes with performed automation. Take 1. Modern punch on the SUB sign track. Automate saturator drive and drum bus distortion in arrangement view. Create a sharp wrap up on the transient of each note, the first 30 to 60 milliseconds, then back off for the tails. Keep utility width at 0% for the sub. While resampling, also automate a subtle auto-filter movement around 15 to 25 Hz to tighten the sub on hits. Record 4 bars. This take should add harmonic content on the attacks to produce modern punch. Take 2. Vintage soul. Duplicate the SUB sign track or copy the clip and modify the device chain. Reduce transient aggression, add a subtle chorus or chorus ensemble, and push saturator a bit using soft clip mode for a rounded tape-like sound. Add redux very subtly for bit reduction, and automate redux dry slash wet from 0 to about 30% on sustained sections. Automate a slow Waveedable filter cutoff movement over 1 to 2 bars and add a short plate reverb, send for vintage space. Resample this warmer, rounder version. Take 3. Hybrid and creative. After you have takes 1 and 2, open the recorded audio clip and use clip envelopes. In sample start, draw small random sample start nudges of 5 to 30 milliseconds on repeated notes for subtle timing variation and grit. Automate utility width from 0% to about 30% in breakdowns to widen slightly, Use sparingly. Resample this hybrid take. Edit and consolidate. Consolidate each resampled take and name them take 1 punch, take 2 soul, take 3 hybrid. Use crossfades at clip boundaries to avoid clicks. Enable auto crossfades in preferences or draw short fades manually. Arrange and automate for contrast. Place the 3 takes into your 16-bar arrangement. Bars 1-8. Take 1 punch. Automate track volume and saturator dry slash wet or device on slash off for extra drive during drops. Consider a fast volume dip on every alternate bar to create breathing space for the kick. Bars 9-12. Take 2 soul. Automate chorus depth and redux wet to increase lo-fi character with a slow ramp over 2 bars. Bars 13-16. Take 3 hybrid. Automate utility width and an auto filter sweep to transition back to modern punch. Practical automation techniques. Remember the difference between device parameter automation and clip envelopes. Use device automation and arrangement view for global section-wide changes like turning saturator on for a whole section. Use clip envelopes for per-hit micro movements such as pitch dips, sample start jitter, and clip gain nudges. Clip envelopes duplicate reliably with clips. Also keep your sub-mono safe by default. Utility width at 0% unless you purposely widen a high-passed band. If you need to commit many live automations, resample again or use freeze and flatten to consolidate into audio. Fine-tuning and sidechain. Add sidechain compression to make the sub breathe with the kick. Put a compressor after the sub-chain. Enable sidechain and choose audio from the kick track. Try a ratio around 6:1, attack 0.5 to 2 ms, and release tune to groove, say 50 to 150 ms. Automate threshold between sections so the sidechain ducks more in punch sections and less in vintage sections. Do a final EQ pass and low-end check. Automate a Q8 if needed. A minus 2 dB cut around 250-400 Hz in punch sections can open space for drums, then bring it back for vintage sections. Common mistakes to avoid: oversaturating the actual sub-region. Heavy drive at 30-60 Hz causes phase and monitoring problems. Target harmonics above 100 Hz instead. Resampling without isolating the sub. You'll capture unwanted elements if the sub sign track isn't soloed. Cutting tails. Start recording early and stop a bar late to preserve reverb and saturation tails. Large, fast pitch automation on low frequencies. This can create audible glitches and phase issues. Widening the sub too often. Widening low frequencies causes phase cancellation on club systems. Keep below 120 Hz mono. Expecting clip envelopes and session view to behave as global arrangement automation. Plan whether you're working in clip or arrangement domain. Pro tips: capture multiple short resamples instead of one long take. They're easier to chop and rearrange. Automate EQ8's mid-band subtly to carve space automatically for snare and hats in different sections. Automate device on slash off rather than extreme parameter changes when you want a clean, clear transition and lower CPU usage. Use utility gain automation on the audio clip for micro volume shaping that follows when you duplicate clips. Group the sub and kick and map a macro labeled punch to drive saturator, drum bus and compressor together for dramatic control. For vintage feel, introduce tiny timing randomization. Nudge clip starts or automate clip start a few milliseconds. Print a resampled master with light committed processing as a reference, but keep the original synth track in the set. Mini practice exercise your task. Build a 16-bar arrangement that switches between modern punch and vintage soul using 3 resampled subs. Steps. 1. Make a sub sign and wave editable and create a 4-bar MIDI loop of long notes. 2. Record take 1 modern. Automate saturator drive on attacks, sidechain to the kick, and resample 4 bars. 3. Duplicate the sub sign. Add chorus and redux. Automate chorus depth from 0 to about 40% over 2 bars, and resample take 2. 4. Edit the 3 takes into 16 bars. Bars 1-8 take 1, 9-12 take 2, 13-16 a mix or tweak of take 3. Automate device on slash off and utility width to emphasize contrast. 5. Render and a slash B on headphones and in mono to verify punch and compatibility. Recap to recap. You built a tune subsign, applied device and clip envelope automation, resampled multiple takes and arranged them to alternate modern punch with vintage soul. The key workflow rules to remember: use arrangement automation for global movement and clip envelopes for per-hit nuance. Resample with the sub isolated and keep low frequencies mono safe. Use subtle saturation harmonics and sidechain to create perceived punch without destroying the sub foundation. Final thoughts: treat resampling as a compositional tool. You're capturing performed dynamics and turning them into arrangeable musical material. Favor subtlety in the low end. The most effective drum and bass subs are often the most restrained, clear, mono, and with harmonics placed to let the kick and sub sit together. That's it. Use the notes and the mini exercise as a checklist while you work. Automate macros, split band when widening, commit smartly, and always mono check. Good luck, and have fun shaping your subs.